Dreamscape presents An Old Betrayal by Charles Finch. Narrated by James Langton. Chapter 1. The long green benches of the House of Commons were half deserted as the evening session began, scattered with perhaps a few dozen men. It was only 6 o'clock. As the hours moved toward midnight, these rows would fill, and the voices speaking would grow louder to be heard. But for now, many of the members of Parliament were still attending to the chops, the pints of porter, and the ceaseless gossip of the House's private dining room. In the front bench, to the left side of the chamber, sat a man with a short beard and kind, intelligent eyes, rather thinner than most gentlemen who were just beyond, as he was, the age of 40. He wore a quiet grey evening suit, and though by now many along the benches had begun to lounge backward, and even in some instances close their eyes, his face and posture evinced no rebellion against the more or less limitless boredom that the House was capable of inflicting upon its observers. His name was Charles Lennox. Once upon a time he had been a practising detective, and though he still kept a careful eye upon the criminal world, for some years he had been the Member of Parliament for Stirrington, and politics now comprised the chief work of his life. "Lennox," whispered a voice behind him. He turned and saw that it was the Prime Minister. In his early days in Parliament, an informal address from such a figure would have awed Lennox, but now, having moved by his own industry from the back benches to the front, he was accustomed to Disraeli's presence, if perhaps not his company. Rising to an inconspicuous stoop, he said, "Good evening, Prime Minister." Disraeli motioned him down and sat beside him, then went on, still in a low voice.